Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to learn Perakei, Mishnayos, He, and Vav. So we've been talking about how do you define what's called the city, what the borders of the city are to begin the 2,000 Amah measurements. Then we discussed how to do the 2,000 Amah measurements. Now we're going to discuss who does the 2,000 Amah measurements. Say, in modin elamin hamumcha, the measurement has to be done by someone who is a surveyor. He knows what he's doing. He knows how he's an expert in this field. So, riba lamakom echad, umiyat lamakom acher. If you measure the tchum further at one point and closer at another point, meaning when you measure the tchum from one corner of the city and measure it again from the opposite corner of the city, it turns out that there's a discrepancy between your two measurements. One of them is further than the other. Shomon lamakom shuriba. We could follow the larger of the two measurements, and the entire tchum of the city is viewed from that point. Riba le'echad umiyat acher. And if different people measure the tchum along the same line, and one of them got further and the other one got closer, shomun lamaruba, you're allowed to be mekel. That's the point, that you're allowed to be mekel if there's a discrepancy, whether the discrepancy is in two measurements done by the same person or measurements done by two different people. Afilu ever afilu shivcha ne'men lomar adkan tchum Shabbos. Even an ever or shivcha can tell you that this is where they set up the tchum Shabbos, that they have ne'manos over such things. Because we can assume that that was something that was well known to people, and they had that experience of knowing. They can't do the actual measurements, but we can assume that they knew where the tchum was set up. Now, why is it that we're so super makel about all this stuff? The chachamim didn't say when they decided to set up tchum Shabbos that we should be extra machmir. They dafka wanted to be extra makel because the whole thing is only yudin midrabanan. It could be that tchum of Yud Beis Mil is Doraisa, but tchum of Alpayim Amah is certainly only Midrabanan, and since the 2,000 Amah tchum is only Drabanan, we could be Mekel in all these cases. Now, Mishnah Vav is going to sort of veer a little bit, and we're not going to talk about the tchum of a city, we're going to talk about Shitufei Mavuos for a city, meaning typically speaking, if you have many Chatzeros in a city, they could all be joined together in a type of Eruv that as long as they share a mavui, but all the streets in an enclosed city can be joined in one big shitufei mavos and will allow you to carry anywhere in the city. However, the Chum were worried that people might think that you're allowed to carry even in Rosh HaSarabim, and therefore they said any city whose streets might be confused with the Rosh HaSarabim has to leave something out of its shitufei mavos so people won't make the mistake of thinking you're allowed to carry in Rosh HaSarabim. So the Mishnah describes, Ir shel yachid v'nasei shel rabim. You have a city that used to be privately owned, and now it became publicly owned. The guy owned the city, and he sold it to the public, so now the public owns the city. Ma'arvin eskula. You're allowed to make an error for the entire city, because even though it's now publicly owned, people aren't going to confuse that with the Rosh HaSarabim, because it always was a city that was owned privately only by one person, so no one's going to confuse that with the Rosh HaSarabim. V'shal Rabim v'nas shal yachid. But if you had a city that used to be shal Rabim and now became the property of one person, because everyone sold their houses to a single person who bought up the whole city, so people might view the streets of that city as a Rosh HaSarabim, because that's the way it used to be. So then in Marvinus Kulam kein asu chutzala. You have to exclude something from the Shitufei Mavuos. Ki ir chadasha shebihuda sheyesh b'chamishim diurim. And that exclusion has to be the size, at least the size of the town of Chadasha in Yehuda, which had 50 people living in it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalosh Chatzeros Shel Shnei Batim. What you need to exclude from the city are three Chatzeros that each have two Batim within those three Chatzeros. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Hay, we said that the people who do the measurements have to be experts, and if there's any discrepancy, whether it's a single person measured twice and there's a discrepancy, or two different people measured and there's a discrepancy, we get to be Mekil, and as far as believing people,
people about where the Tchum Shabbos was, you're even allowed to believe in evidence Shivcha. And the reason we're allowed to be Mekel is because Tchum of Alpayim Amah is only Derabbanan. Then in Mishnah Vav we said that if you have a city that used to belong to a Yachid and now belongs to the Rabbim, you're allowed to make it a Shituvim Avuos that covers the entire city, because no one's going to confuse that with a Rishus Rabbim. But if you have a city that used to belong to a Rabbim and now belongs to a Yachid, you have to exclude some portion of that city from the Shituvim Avuos, because people might confuse it with a Rishus Rabbim if you don't exclude some portion of the city. How much of a portion of the city? So Rabbi Yehuda said, like the size of the city of Chadasha, which has 50 residents, has to be excluded. Rabbi Shimon says, three chatzeros that have at least two houses each in those chatzeros have to be excluded from the Shitufei Mavuos of that city. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Perakei, Mishnah Zayin.